لله وكفى سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Before discussing our actual subject which we want to discuss today, just a reminder for myself, for all of us, and that is that all our a'mal, actions, we should do with ikhlas, with sincerity, only for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But shaitan comes in such ways that we do something and we don't realize, and we are doing it for show, for name and fame, etc. So on one occasion, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and explained to them that how on a pitch black night, on a pitch black stone, a complete pitch black ant is walking. Nobody can see it also. It's completely dark. And nobody hears the sounds of it also. More stealthily, more hidden than that, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, comes in the heart of a person, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and they are not even aware of it. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jazahumullah khair, he said, O Allah's Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that case, all of us will be destroyed. Because riyakari, doing things for name and fame, and then that those amal are not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And wuhum la yash'urun, and they don't even know. So they will be completely destroyed. So, Qurban Jai, may our lives, our everything be sacrificed for our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, who taught us a dua then, by which we can safeguard our amal. This is our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali taught us this dua, which is from the Kitab Kanzul Ummal. That Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said that to read this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. A person who reads that dua, then he will be saved of all things of show, the small of it, the big of it, the open of it, the hidden of it, every aspect, he will be saved completely from that. So before doing an amal, we should try and always read this dua. Keep that in mind. Very simple. Let us read it together. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. You read that dua, and then inshallah that amal will be khalis for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. With regard to that also, similar with regard to this ikhlas and sincerity, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written that Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has quoted this hadith, that a person does an amal solely for Allah's pleasure. One is ikhlas. And the other is he did it with ikhfa, hidden. Nobody knows about it. Tahajjud namaz, quietly he got up, he made his tahajjud. He's reading some durood sharif, some wazifa. Nobody knows about it. So there are two things in there. One is hidden completely, and the other is with sincerity, only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In here we should try to understand that ikhfa, to do something in a hidden way, is not necessary for all amal. In fact, it is not permitted in certain amal. Like for Jum'ah namaz, we came now. We can't make Jum'ah secretly in our houses. For Umrah, for Hajj we go. For ziyarat, that we do in front of everyone. But sincerity must be there, only for Allah's pleasure. But it isn't ikhfa. In fact, all the farais a person should do with izhar, that is in an open way, so that other people can also get encouraged. But nafal, charity, like for example, that a person should do in a hidden way. So a person does an amal, and he does it in a hidden way. Nobody knows about it. But he talks about it sometime later in his life. Like, for example, a student, how he studied, how he stayed awake at night, etc., how he made effort, etc., whatever. And then when he's teaching, he encourages his student. Now, when he encourages his student, also with sincerity, that he wants the student also to make effort and to exert himself, make mujahada. So, but now that amal comes out from ikhfa into izhar. It's no more ikhfa. Now he has made izhar of it. But ikhlas is still there. He did it to encourage the student. But to do all whatever nafal, etc., with ikhfa is much more superior. And a person, when he wants to encourage somebody, there are different ways. You don't have to give your own example. Or you give your own example, but you don't have to say, I did like this. You just say, the students used to study like this, etc. But anyway, now it comes into izhar. And yeah, mashallah, mostly our students, yeah, we are not talking of ikhfa and izhar of tajweed. We are talking of ikhfa and izhar of tasawwuf. That in tasawwuf, to make ikhfa, to hide the amal. And to make izhar, to make it known. So now the amal has come from ikhfa into izhar. And then if he speaks of it sometimes later, and now he wants to show off, wants to make it known that we did this amal. Now it goes from ikhfa, from izhar into, from ikhlas into riya now. And then that amal gets lost. That is long time afterwards a person has done. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written that in the days of old, when people used to make hajj with great mujahada, kasuti ki hajj, very, very difficult. Not you just book a ticket and you just go by the airline and you fly over and you are there, everywhere air conditioning, etc. But in those days when they should travel by camel, by ship, etc., very, very hard. He had made three hajj like that. And after the third hajj, some visitor came and he said, give this visitor of mine zamzam water of my third hajj. So in that one word, third hajj, he destroyed all three hajj. Because he wanted to make it known that I'm not a haji only, I'm not a double haji, but I'm a triple haji. So by making it known like this, three hajj sawab gone down the drain. So it is so dangerous and so frightening that a person must be very, very careful. First of all, we don't do really amal. When we do, and then we don't do it with sincerity. And if we do it with sincerity, we don't, shaitan won't leave us until mort. He will try his best to destroy our amal also. And we won't even know that our amal are destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So therefore it's very necessary to read the du'as for the protection of our amal. And before we do an amal for ikhlas, to read this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. The students are back from the break that we had now. And mashallah, many, many students spend their time very valuably, in a very valuable way. Many went for Umrah also, mashallah. And they were blessed with wonderful Umrah. Many went in Jamaat, paddle Jamaat also. And they really spend their time correctly also. And they benefited very greatly also. Students went home also. Some students stayed in the madrasa. And here in the madrasa also we saw that students were making mutala'a, etc. There may be other students also with other weaknesses. But there were students who were studying also. And not only mutala'a, but muzakra, sitting together and making muzakara. So may Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Together with that, we should remember that we have got a twofold duty when we are studying in a madrasa. Normally, we discard and we don't think of the other duty. We just think of learning kitabs, etc. That is the primary purpose and object of a Darul Uloom, of a madrasa, that students study their kitabs and gain proficiency, whether they're doing the hibs or tajweed, qiraat, alim course, iftar course, whatever they are doing, that they should do in a very, very dedicated way. And in there it's very important to remember that what we have to do now, do it now. Like, for example, a student is becoming a hafiz, or he's studying kitabs, etc. And the sabaks which are of that time, study them thoroughly and know them thoroughly. What Shaitan says, we learn it afterwards. There's no afterwards. What has to be done has to be done in that time. And for all of us, not only the students, but for all of us, if we leave out things, then the deficiency of it, may Allah protect us, will be in the akhirat. And you can't make up for it there. What you had to do, yeah, you have to do, yeah. You can't make up for it there. So we should try our best that what has to be done in what time, do it there. Afterwards, you can't repeat it afterwards. It has to be done. So don't waste our time. Try and do whatever it may be, whatever sabak it may be, do it thoroughly. And that will help you forever in the future. If you did your hips thoroughly, your door, etc., for your whole life it's going to help you. Yourself, your nahwa, whatever your subjects are, other kitabs, whatever you have done thoroughly, it will help your whole life. Afterwards, to go back again and to do it, to set the watch back. Our physical watch, we can set it back. But time, we can't set back. Time can't go back again. It just moves on and on. So whatever time we have to do, whatever, let us try and do it in that time. And don't leave it for, think that I'll do it afterwards. What we have to do at night, don't leave it for the morning. What we have to do in the morning, don't leave it for the night. Try and do our things, what we have to do on each time. And whoever will do that, he will see the benefit of it for his whole life. And as I mentioned, you can't set the time back again. That we go back in time and we do, then we cover up again. It doesn't work like that. There's always, in the next time, there are new things to be done. We have to do those things. So whether it is the break that we have, which we call a holiday, which we shouldn't be calling a holiday. For a mu'min, really, there is no holiday. He is busy all the time in some important work. As students also, as other ordinary people also, we all have got work to do all the time. And our real preparation is for life after death. That is our real preparation. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. The talk actually is based on a dua which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh is a tabi, a person who saw the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And his mother worked in the house of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when he was born, his mother asked Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make the tahniq. That is, that a pious person who we think is pious, he chews on some khajur. And then he gives it for the child, puts that little bit in the mouth. And there are a lot of benefits in that. In tahniq, it's a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the greatest benefit of it is that it is sunnah. But besides that, lot of medical health benefits also for the child, etc. So at that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave two du'as together. That is, for Allah ta'ala give us to reflect on the du'as and see how we can bring it in our lives. The two du'as Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave, Allahumma faqqihu fi deen, give him tafaqquh, the understanding of deen, which we will normally say, become an alim, get the knowledge of deen, fiqh, etc. Allahumma faqqihu fi deen, wa habibhu ila nas, and make him beloved in the eyes of the people. In other words, give him such akhlaq, such character, such amal, such habits, that the people love him, that he is righteous. So these are the two things that we have to strive for. One is tafaqquh fi deen, which we are doing as students and in the Darulun. Students are studying, by and large, the students devote themselves and they learn this. And right through from the beginning, right till the end, this is the subject matter that is being taught, that is being learned. The muzakara is made, the mutala'a is made, etc. All of this. So in there, as I said, gain proficiency in there. And do it thoroughly, everything properly. The other aspect generally, we don't pay attention to. And that is our akhlaq, etc. To build our character. That part is also very, very important. Today, forget other people. Lot of students who graduate, when they get married, there are marital problems. Because the husband, in many cases, there are many cases, different reasons for all the different breakups and arguments and fights in marriages. But there are many also because the husband, his akhlaq, his character is very poor. So for the wife cannot tolerate it. And then there are problems in there. And if that is the case, and that person is the imam of the masjid, he's the alim of the town, and his akhlaq, etc., has not been made. You can imagine there was a problem. And if his akhlaq has been made, and his character is good, then you can imagine the goodness in the house, in the with the family also, and with the people, the public also. So therefore, that is very important. Buzurgani Deen, our elders, who are concerned about this for our students, they pay particular attention to it. Not only to the tafaqquh fi deen, only to the studies, etc., but to the other aspect also. And we as students also, for our own sake, let us be conscious of that, to build that. And in various ways, ulama work on it. For example, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, rahimahullah, he gave one talk, many talks Hazrat gave on the similar lines also, and many buzurgs give talks on these lines. In this talk he explained that what is one basic thing is that we should have with our iman a complete dislike, hatred of kufr and shirk, which we find in the Quran Sharif, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us sirate mustaqim, the straight path. Which is the straight path? It's not for us to say that we want a balanced view, for example, or we accommodate everyone, or that we have peace with everyone, we have unity with everyone. No. What is the straight path? The Quran says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That is صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمِ. The path which is of مُنْعَمْ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. And that has been explained in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That path. That is the path. And everyone knows by and large, not the complete details, but by and large, all of us know what is the path of the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, all of us know. So that is the path that we should follow. And together with that, we are also taught in the same Surah Fatiha, not only that path, but the opposite path we must stay away from. The path that we are told that we should have dislike. We should have hatred for that path. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَدْضَالِينَ. Normally we will say the Jews and Christians, but generally it is all who are not on the path of the Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada and Saliheen, that Allah protects us from that path. And very important also, that we should make our namaz with concentration and devotion. And concentration that we, when we read Surah Fatiha, ask ourselves, me myself I have to ask, when I read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, is in my mind that praises of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person says that, then I'm sure all of us know there is a reply to it from Allah Ta'ala. And what does Allah Ta'ala say? That Abdi Hamidani, Abdi, my Banda has praised me. So Allah Ta'ala replies. But do we think of it? We should be thinking of it. And when we say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, then Allah Ta'ala says, Asna Alayya, Abdi, my Banda has praised me. Hamd and Asana, very similar, both praises of Allah Ta'ala, fine, delicate difference between the two. But anyway, that Allah Ta'ala, that Allah says, my Banda has praised me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ مَجَّدَنِي أَبْدِي. My Banda is expressed by great honorable position. And then, when he says, what is it? صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. After that, then Allah says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ. This is now, first before that, هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. This is between me and my Banda. And then Allah Ta'ala says, هَذَا لِعَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَ. This is for my Banda, and my Banda has got what he has asked for. So this is that we should be in our namaz, we should have that concentration. That we want sirat mustaqim, the path of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the righteous and the pious people. So how much are we on that path? And we should be staying away from the path of ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. That path we should be staying away from. So that is the first point that a person should make effort. As far as making effort on to become mahbub, wahabbibhu ila nas, that we are connected with Allah Ta'ala, with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, with all the wrongdoers, we have got nothing. And then the next is to acquire taqwa, to bring taqwa into our lives. And taqwa means iman, more we advance. So in other words, every namaz of ours should be taking us closer to Allah Ta'ala. The knowledge also we have of namaz, and together with that, every namaz, not only like now Jummah namaz, but the four sunnahs we read, those whom Allah gave tawfiq who came early, and they read two rakats of Tahiyyatul Masjid, that namaz, the four sunnahs, the two faras we will read, and then again the four sunnahs, two sunnahs, and Allah give us tawfiq to read the two nafals also. So every namaz is supposed to take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. And we should see whether our namaz is taking us closer to Allah or not. Or are we just like robots? We are just performing the namaz. But no concentration, no devotion in our namaz. We should check on that. So we should becoming closer and closer to Allah Ta'ala with every namaz that we read. And so that is that iman must be building in us all the time. Allah has given us five times namaz a day. And every namaz has got some sunnahs, etc. also with it, before, after. So all that is to advance us all the time to be going closer to Allah. And we are going closer to our maut also, to meeting Allah Ta'ala. And are we preparing also, at least, which Allah in His kindness has made farz upon us? And Allah give us tawfiq. In fact, before namaz, we should say to Allah that we make your shukr that you made namaz farz on us. We should be happy that Allah gave us this great ni'mat. Ni'mat of Islam Allah gave. Ni'mat of namaz Allah Ta'ala gave. Quran Sharif, all these are great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So we should be feeling that. And in the taqwa, going to Allah, Allah refers in the Quran Sharif, وَلِبَاسُ taqwa, clothes of taqwa. Though the tafsir, there is details in the tafsir, but generally, what we should also see, our clothing. Whether we have got the clothes of taqwa or not. What kind of clothes are we wearing? How do we dress normally? How is our appearance? That also we have to become conscious of. So in this, in becoming habib ilan nas, in having good character, etc., all these things are included also. So that also we should try and make an effort. And we should try and acquire that as much as we can. And then a third level, which Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, is that we, in the process of this, that we stay away from tashabbuh bil kuffar, imitating the kuffar. That is also a very important aspect. Now with Diwali just gone, how many people got involved in the firecrackers, bursting of crackers, etc., looking at the fireworks shows, etc., and how many people, Muslim businesses, are selling firecrackers also. Right? So all these things here, that also we have to work on. We should not be part and parcel of that. And other places, everywhere different. Other places, Muslims get involved with this at Christmas time, Easter time, where the Easter egg, for example. Right? And we get involved in that celebration. All the Easter party, all those things we get involved in. Or Christmas time, we go and see Christmas lights. Or we have a Christmas tree in our house also. Or we are selling in our businesses Christmas trees. And we have, for example, on Christmas Day, we also have a turkey. Like the Christians have, they have the turkey on a Christmas Day. We also have that. And all the other New Year celebrations, etc. So we should have a complete discard of all that. Pure Islamic values must be in our lives. So then we will become habib ilan nas. When we have the complete, the true Islam and the complete way of devoting ourselves to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we all know it is a famous hadith. Man ra'a minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu bi yadi. A person who sees a wrong being done, he should change it by the power of his hand. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ. If he can't, then with his tongue. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ وَذَٰلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. If he can't do it with his tongue, then with his heart. He should make dua. He should think of ways how we can bring about this change. And the least is to have a dislike and hatred for that. That is very, very important. And it comes in the hadith, لَيْسَ وَرَى ذَٰلِكَ حَبَّةٌ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. If we haven't got a dislike for those things, then our iman is in a very dangerous position. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become تَفَقُّ فِي الدِّينِ اللَّهُمَّ فَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ وَحَبِّبْهُ إِلَى النَّاسِ. And we become mahbub in the eyes of the people, and that is when we will have sirati mustaqim. And we make effort for that. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.